the 24 Tornados were rushed out to the Middle East to cover Mrs. Thatcher's commitment to President Bush.
Douglas Hurd will be working hard to persuade Jordan not to break the trade embargo.
The Middle East Crisis. News every half hour on LBC News Talk 97.3.
And it's 9 minutes to eight here on the Andrew Neil Breakfast. Well, one of soccer's biggest legends, George Best, will be looking for the Alka-Seltzer this morning when he wakes up, if he hasn't already. And when he does manage to scratch his bleary eyes, he'll find his exploits splashed all over the tabloids. This time Best, whose conquests in the 70s, both on the pitch and in the sack, are steeped in tabloid history, has hit the headlines for staggering onto the Wogan Show and using some very, well, let's say, choice language in front of Artel and his millions of viewers. This report from our own expletive-deleted reporter, Mark Phillips.
Willie Morgan coming over to help Kidd now. And a chance for Best. Here's the hat-trick. There it is eventually.
George Best was one of the greatest footballers Britain has ever seen. But even as he walked bleary-eyed into the Wogan studio, it was clear he was slightly the worse for wear. It wasn't long before he started expressing his strong views on football company bosses.
They've got no idea what they're doing. And they keep bringing his manager in. They've got no idea what they're talking about. And what they're... I mean, they talk loads.
Please. They talk...
Is this live?
Oh, tis Betty. Well, almost.
Can I say
I don't think so.
And he also made it clear he wasn't exactly enamoured of the hundreds of newspaper reporters over the years who'd followed his many exploits.
I hate the press. They're ass. I don't like people to bull.
Yeah.
Is this live?
No. No, we can edit that out in a minute.
By now, TV's master of Irish charm was looking decidedly ruffled. He appeared to be wishing he could rewind and start again. But, never one to resist a challenge, he pressed on regardless.
In your book, you were saying that you'd a reputation for knocking out with a lot of girls.
Screwing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, to put it delicately, yes.
Terry, I like screwing, all right?
All right. So what do you do with your time these days? I see. Ladies and gentlemen, George Best.
The interview ended with the audience not sure whether to cheer or boo. But the flood of angry phone calls that jammed the BBC switchboard afterwards said they thought George Best was a complete... This is Mark for LBC Breakfast.
And the unedited tape will be available from under the counter of your local video store. It's coming up to 6 minutes to 8 o'clock.